With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has given final approval to a bipartisan plan that temporarily funds federal operations and disaster aid, and President Biden has signed that into law. The move averts a temporary government shutdown until mid-March. The measure also adds $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in assistance to farmers. Wisconsin GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden has proposed a new bill he says may stave off the threat of a government shutdown every time Congress is up against a new budget deadline.
The military gets paid, the post office, which I love, by the way, gets paid, the Border Patrol gets paid, all the bills get paid, the lights stay on, but Congress, the members of Congress, that's the House and the Senate, do not get paid, and we do not get back pay.
Van Orden says his proposal might discourage lawmakers from using the threat of a government shutdown as part of their budget regulations or negotiations. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has blocked from quickly advancing a bill that would allow local law enforcement agencies to track drones. It ensures Congress won't act this year on the mysterious sightings that have been bewildering and frightening residents across the eastern part of the country. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for the Biden administration to get to the bottom of the drone controversy.
Most of these drones are probably hobbyists or pranksters or innocent explanation, but the next time it could be one carrying sarin or VX, or it could be collecting using sensitive technology to collect signals from around military bases.
Cotton was appearing on the Salem Radio Network. The military says two U.S. Navy pilots have been shot down over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident. Both recovered alive. This is SRN News. Most Americans fear enemies within. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has unveiled its The Oscar shortlist in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix's transgender drug lord drama, Emilia Perez, was most named, advancing an international feature, original score, original song, sound, and hair and makeup. On the documentary shortlist is Will and Harper, a movie about actor Will Ferrell and his friend Harper Steele, a man who is now living as a woman. This is SRN News. It wasn't a typical theft, but it does have a nice ending.
A baby Jesus figurine taken from a nativity scene in Colorado has been returned, and with an apology. Police in Fort Collins say it was stolen from a public display and was dropped off anonymously at a fire station. It was accompanied by a note saying, "I'm really sorry. I made a dumb mistake. It won't happen again." Police have looked at the surveillance video and say the person appeared to be a teenager or young adult. Jason Walker reporting.
Baseball Hall of Famer and stolen base king Ricky Henderson has died. He was just 65 years old. Known as baseball's Man of Steel, Henderson had a lengthy list of accolades and accomplishments over his nomadic 25-year career. He was an MVP, 10-time All-Star selection, 2-time World Series champion, and Gold Glove winner. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.